From our reading from St. John's Gospel, Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes to see the world in light of your resurrection. Amen. Please be seated. Well, a very happy Easter to you all. Thank you. It's good to see you. It's good to be gathered here. There are perhaps a few things better than on a lovely spring morning, gathering with friends and family, with fellow parishioners, with the benefit of this beautiful space, the vista through our windows, through the gift of spirited music, and for the hope that a day like Easter brings. It is a good thing to be gathered here at St. Francis. Our journey as a church to this morning has been at times dramatic and at times comedic. On Maundy Thursday, we were but a hairbreadth away from entering the service without bulletins. I know, seriously. It was a touch and go there for a bit. But we found them, and they were in the recycle bin. A sensible place for bulletins, just not at that moment. And last Sunday, if you happened to be here for the 9 o'clock service, you would have witnessed, as I did, a haunting enactment of Christ's crucifixion by our own youth. This week has been an expedition of sorts, a journey to this very moment. And now with the proclamation of Easter, a proclamation that Jesus, the friend of sinners, the healer of the sick, the one who was executed for being a threat to the political and religious status quo, this same Jesus we declare to be alive. This proclamation can seem like just the thing we need to accompany the occasion of our gathering this day. In the midst of our joy, in the midst of our comfort one with another, perhaps even in the midst of fear or doubt, we as the church acknowledge a most amazing thing. In words both ancient and at times awkward, we confess that the raised Jesus is present to the whole world. Our newfound alleluias gesture to the miracle of new creation. Jesus, our human friend, is with us bodily again, and with us more profoundly than he was ever as he walked the dusty roads of Palestine. Because of this, because of the new human life of Jesus, our friends, our family, indeed ourselves, can have comfort and hope that we will one day also rise from the dead to a human life of glory. The resurrection reveals that the world is different because in the human body of Jesus, God has made it possible that we, in our frail human condition, can share in the life of God himself, a life that is a life of joy and love, a life that is eternal. What accompanies this confession is the invitation to us to belong to the new creation that Jesus inaugurates in his death and in his being raised from the dead. It is to find our identity and our meaning and our purpose in terms of a world where the dead are raised. A world where the dead are raised, well, this is a world where deep love can be shared among friends and strangers and even enemies. This is a world where the basic attitude is one of thanksgiving and gift. A world that doesn't just speak the language of justice when we don't get our way, but justice is deployed as a practice where those who most need it are given what they need for the common good. And a world where the dead are raised is a world where our hope can orient us to the mystery of God's goodness, the mystery of God's salvation, and God's provision. But there is an alternative world, a world that finds its identity and meaning and purpose in terms of death. Death as a tragic and inevitable and undefeated aspect of our world. This is a world where our desires are simply endless, and our wants, well, they're insatiable. This is a world where we struggle and fight against each other because at the end of the day, all we think we need is survival. This is a world where we throw off the true risks and benefits of love and settle for something less, something like niceness or friendliness or even just getting along. But that is not the world where God raises Jesus from the dead. The intensity of Jesus' human presence to us, this new creation that I mentioned before, is what we mean when we talk about resurrection. It is not simply that we hold on to the memory of Jesus. We remember his words and deeds, but not much else. What we mean when we declare that he is risen is much, much more. How much more, you may wonder? Well, to begin to ask that question, to begin to wonder aloud about what a world might look like when we no longer have to resign ourselves to our fears, our sorrows, and even death. That moment of wonder of a world where the dead are raised is the beginning of our understanding just how radical our Easter declaration is. So this day, I invite you to wonder aloud, wonder with all that you have. For the new creation inaugurated in Christ's very body opens wide a vista for us, opens wide a vista for true human hope, for true human wholeness. Instead of just another lovely spring morning with friends and neighbors, Easter announces nothing more and nothing less than this. It announces life, eternal human life. Alleluia. Amen.